This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Tuesday, April 22, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today, the African National Congress's National Working Committee, or NWC, which last week called for a halt to the public participation process being run by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa into Eskom's request for a 60% hike in the interests of broader consultation, agreed on Monday that the process should be allowed to continue. ANC spokesperson Stain Speed said that, while he had not received a full briefing on the outcome of the meeting, he understood that the ANC now planned to make a formal submission to NERSA, which would be independent to any presentation that might be made by government. In a statement released after the gathering in Johannesburg, the NWC said the ANC remained committed to finding solutions that serve the interests of the South African people, particularly workers and the poor, and which assist the process of economic growth, job creation and development. Global steel production rose by 5.8% in March, compared with the figure for the same month the previous year, to 119.5 million tons, the International Iron and Steel Institute said on Monday, citing the 66 countries that reported to it. For the quarter ended March 31, the year-on-year rise was 5.6% to 340.7 million tons. China produced 124 million tons of crude steel during the three-month period, which represented an 8.6% increase. However, China's production for the month of March swelled by 11.5% compared with March 2007, to 44.9 million tonnes. Australia's biggest gold producer, Newcrest Mining, will earn a 50% stake in number 3 African gold producer Harmony Gold's Papua New Guinea gold and copper assets by paying up to $525 million, the two companies said on Tuesday. The two would jointly operate the assets, which include the Hidden Valley mine that Harmony is building, as well as exploration tenements. The Hidden Valley mine was expected to begin producing mid-2009, peaking at 300,000 ounces a year of gold in 2011. Newcrest said that it would fund the deal from internal cash flows. Also making headlines, high oil price is dampening world growth, says IMF's Lipsky. EU support for carbon capture and storage is vital to reduce emissions. Tongaat Hulett to produce fuel-grade ethanol in Zimbabwe. Implat granted new order right for Leucorp and is in talks to secure long-term power. Ecuador miners continue slide as uncertainty lingers. And First Uranium plans $124 million acid plant to lower costs. In political news, Tsvangirai discusses Zimbabwe crisis with UN chief. South Sudan to demobilize army but fears violence. Ethiopia cuts ties with Qatar on terrorism charge. And Zilla vows to take the Erasmus Commission to the Constitutional Court. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.